gently letting the body settle into being here, just as you are. That might mean there's tension, that might mean there's relaxation, something in the middle. Just noticing how body is doing right now. After the holidays, there can be, interestingly, a lot of stress in the body. So just allowing yourself to scan through briefly. And as you are able, when you find an area of tension, see if you can gently open to it and soften it. You may or you may not. Let there be an attitude of kindness as best you can to whatever you may find there. And then lightly open the attention to all the ambient sounds, the soft, subtle ones, the louder, intermittent ones. Easeful practice of simply hearing. Nothing to particularly hear, but just to open the ears and let hearing happen. Letting it be a place of rest. Bringing the mind back whenever it wanders off. No big deal. With each wandering of the mind, be really kind, really compassionate. Trying on, oh, of course, or yes. Hearing, as it were, each thought and emotion as simply the outpouring of all that's gone on the past few weeks, this morning, all conditioned by many, many experiences and causes. And so simply acknowledging those. Of course, I guess. And then reconnect again with hearing. We can't push away busy mind, critical mind, agitated body, or lots of sleepiness and fatigue. We can't push away these experiences, but we can gently acknowledge them as just what's happening as a result of a multitude of conditions and causes. No judgment. Ah, it's just like this. Of course. and then reconnect with hearing. Making nothing wrong, nothing shouldn't be here. Everything that is here should be here. It's what happens. Even if you get caught up in not wanting certain experiences or grasping after certain experiences, let that be here too. Ah, yes. This too. And then hearing this poem now, which we'll use to take into the rest of our practice. So this poem is called Winter Grace, and it's by Patricia Farnoli. If you have seen the snow under the lamppost, piled up like a white beaver hat on the picnic table, or somewhere slowly falling into the brook to be swallowed by water, then you have seen beauty. Then you have seen beauty and know it for its transience. And if you have gone out in the snow for only the pleasure of walking barely protected from the galaxies, the flakes settling on your parka like the dust from just-born stars, the cold waking you as if from long sleeping, then you can understand how, more often than not, truth is found in silence, how the natural world comes to you if you go out to meet it, its icy ditches filled with dead weeds, its vacant birdhouses and dens full of the sleeping. But this is the slowed down season, held fast by darkness. And if no one comes to keep you company, then keep watch over your own solitude. In that stillness, you will learn with your whole body, the significance of cold and the night which is otherwise always eluding you. So winter grace, giving us graces that we might not always particularly want, and yet when we deepen our attention, we can see its beauty and its gifts, know it for its transience, and so we can wake up from long sleeping and know again that truth is found in silence. So letting this now slow down season, post-holiday, it is the slow down season, using it to help us keep watch. So hearing the sounds and letting there be a measure of appreciation for the gift of hearing, no matter how well or poorly you hear. Hearing the music of our own breathing, of the sounds of life from the street, that hushed sound that tends to happen in winter, in the slowed down season. And asking ourselves how we have been graced this past holiday season. Sometimes some of the gifts we've received, whether physical or emotional, tangible or intangible, are sometimes not what we may have wanted. But can we see the grace in them? So letting the mind reflect back over the past few weeks. What have been the graces that have been bestowed upon you? And especially remembering those little things. Perhaps a quiet moment with a friend, noticing some sparkle on snow, a young child first learning to walk, a dog with bounding energy. The soft warmth of a sweater. The heat of tea, of a shower. Simple things in our ordinary days. So engaging in a gratitude practice, letting the attention remember and savoring items as they arise. Savor them in your mind, having a picture of them, savoring them in your heart, feeling the emotional impact, and notice how that all lands in the body. Remembering, too, that a wee bit of a smile at the eyes and the lips can help you with the practice. A hand over the heart, a bit of soothing touch can also help you to remember how you've been graced, how you've been blessed. And asking in these last few moments, what are all these graces pointing to? What are the suggestions? What are we learning from noticing the graces, sitting in the stillness? in these dark days. What are we remembering that's been eluding us, that we need to remember, want to remember, to take in to the rest of the day and week and the coming year? That will guide us that will be, as it were, a light during dark days, dark times, when we remember, ah, yes, there's this. And there's that. Ah, and look what happens when I just deepen my attention and see the sweet face of the child, the blue sky, the sun on snow, the warmth of my coat, the cold of my cheeks. What happens then? What happens when I truly hear and see and smell and taste and touch the life that's here? What long sleeping can these graces awaken us from? That we can make as an aspiration. To guide us.